welcome back to Data with Tarta Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacy. Now joining me in studio is Lindsay LeBourne, and welcome to the show. Let's go Mets. Let's get that over with. Now
Happy
I'm feeling
summer.
Better.
Happy first day of summer.
Yes, absolutely.
And Luann, before we start, I just wanted to, I was in Dorval this morning.
Yes.
And I ran into a lady, and she told me to say hello to her. Hello to you. Her name was Libby.
Monaco. Well, hello, Libby. Oh, my God.
I told her to listen to the radio station.
Nice. Oh, that is so great.
It was just a fluke. You know?
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. I haven't spoken to her in a while. It's, she's a professor and someone I worked with through Concordia University to do a First Nations Community Services Certificate Program for our Aboriginal workers in the health. And
she mentioned a bunch of people from town.
Yeah.
And, she seemed like a very nice lady.
And I had worked with her. We did it through Health Canada, and we did like three groups of people who graduated who never thought they would be able to graduate from university or think they could attend.
Yeah.
It was an amazing program. We had a great run.
She spoke very fondly of you and the people from Ganawagi that she dealt with.
Oh, we have a lot of good people.
She said they were very good. Oh, absolutely.
So I guess maybe we should chat first off just a little bit about yourself and
you know what, I'll just say hello to everybody, and for anybody who doesn't know me, my father is the late Ronald LeBourne, and my mother is the late Patricia Deer. I'm married to Margie Jacobs. I have two children, Brittany LeBourne and Wazokwiosta LeBourne. People might know Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up previously on council, for those who know, for a number of years. I've been a peacekeeper. I was in the U.S. Navy for 4 years. And I was also, this year is the 35th year that I've been a member of Local 40, Ironworkers Local 40.
Wow, already.
And but I've only actually done work in the business for 19 of those 35 years because of different situations. I was injured twice and, you know.
That's a tough trade.
It's hard on the body. Yeah. Absolutely.
I guess another question to you is, why are you seeking a position on council? What made you want to come back?
Well, I was in for a number of years, and I was voted out of office. You know, I mean, it happens.
Uh-huh.
And, not that I left on a bad note. I mean, a wonderful time. It was an honor to serve the people of Ganawagi. But I always had the feeling like, geez, I think I could have, I could have contributed more.
Okay.
And now that I just turned 60. I know it's a big number. I've had a lifetime of experience outside the reserve and inside the reserve. And I think I have, I can contribute to the community. So that's why I decided to run again.
You're out and about in the community. So my question to you, what are the issues that you feel that we need to be dealt with immediately? Because there's a lot happening right now. And what are some of the things or your thoughts on some of the main issues?
Well, last night I went to the Knights of Columbus, where we had the meeting about the green space that is being looked at for a possible theater and the cultural center. And you can see a lot of passion in everybody. It was a very good meeting. I thought some people disagreed. Well, first of all, there were two processes. One, they were trying to do a consensus process,
mm-hmm.
and the other was a vote. And the way the ladies explained it from the cultural center is, you have people that are used to both processes, so they didn't want to alienate anybody. So they tried to do two things. And, some people agreed with it. Some people disagreed with it. You're always going to have that. But I think overall, I think it went well. And the people pretty much overwhelmingly voted to continue the process. However, I think everybody should realize, and they stressed this, this is just a test of the property.
Just to do the feasibility.
Feasibility study. That's it. If it turns out to be good, from what I was, we were told, then they will approach the community again and say, listen, we would like to build it here. What say you? And I thought it was a fair process, but I also understand people being concerned. I mean, we do have a lot of space being cut down for, business and homes. And Luann, my house.
Yes.
I have about 70 trees growing in my yard.
Absolutely.
There was nothing there when I first built my house, but I love green space and trees, as much as anybody, maybe more. I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand the concern. There's absolutely. And we're addressing it, I think.
And I think that's one of the things, if anything, that is what the people who were worried about the environment, that was the point they were trying to make.
Absolutely.
And when do we start taking it higher? When do we start? You know, we do recycling, we do all these things, but we should be at the forefront of this for many years.
You know, we pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
Absolutely.
You know? But unfortunately, we also have a finite amount of personal property.
Absolutely.
So that's another problem. Like there's, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. People own a lot of property.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I mean, but there's only so many places you can build. There's so many places where you have the infrastructure. I'm not trying to be rah-rah,
for this.
Because I had nothing to do with it other than it be presented to me. But I'm just telling it as it was explained to us last night.
Right.
And, you know, for peace in the community, I think that was a good way to go about it. And so
I mean, it was a step forward if you look at it. Because,
you know what? People are talking, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that. You'd rather them be talking than at each other's throat. So that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I guess my next question to you, why should the community members vote for you? What do you bring to the position?
Well, as I said, I have over 40 years of experience in several different fields, some of them being in Gunawage, probably almost 20 years. I've worked in Gunawage in different capacities, like I said, peacekeeper, and I was on council. And I've also worked in the outside world, so to speak. And, I've been exposed to in New York, right? You're exposed to, I think, every culture on the planet.
Absolutely.
It lives, somewhere in New York. So I guess I could get along with people very well, works well with others.
Yeah.
Doesn't run with scissors. And I have an open mind, and I've been exposed to all different ideas and cultures. And so I think I bring that to the table,
Can I ask, what were some of the portfolios that you held
back
in the day?
I was on the first gaming commission. I was on the first athletic commission. I was on lands. I was on. And basically, when you're on council, you deal with all the positions. You're just not the lead in the position. So if I wasn't a lead you dealt with it at the table. And again, you have to try to be creative, because we have all kind of different people are in all kind of different situations, relationships. You have to be able to work your way through all that. You have to be almost like a priest, a psychologist, a peacemaker. You have to do all those things to make things go, because one of the problems in our community is we've been abused.
Yes.
I mean, there's no doubt. Everybody knows. We got cheated at the Seaway. They cheated us. They put the electrical through here. We didn't get anything for that. Residential school, We always got the short end of the stick. So because of that, we're by nature, I think, suspicious.
Yes.
Of the outside and even of some of our own people. So, and it's no fault of our own. Like I said, we've been given a bad hand, and we're trying to deal with it the best we can. And yet when we do something, the government says, oh, you can't do that. We want to make some money. Oh, you're making too much money now. So we're sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And you have to weave and cajole and work your way through those things to get things done. So I think I understand that process. I understand, and I think I could work with it.
Yeah. Okay. What is your vision for Gunawage's future?
Luann, this is from the heart now. You know as well as I do, we grew up in Brooklyn.
Yes, we did.
Because our dads didn't want to travel, like a lot of other guys. And I'd come here, and I'm sure you feel the same way. This was paradise to me.
Absolutely.
And I think people that don't have as much experience outside don't realize, man, we have it good here. I love this. I love the town. I love the people. This is our people. This is our families. We're related.
Yeah.
You go down the line, everybody's related somehow. I would never do anything to hurt this community.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather, not live. I love it here. And my daughter lives here, my wife and her family, and I just, all the people I love and care about. I'm just, my vision is I hope Ganawage continues to be a great place to live, and I hope we don't degenerate into, you know, what you see around us.
So how do you see the position on council as a way of achieving, you know, that vision, that, mm-hmm. that good thing that happens here mm-hmm. in the community?
I think we have to try to find a way to convince people that we're not the enemy. You know, there's a dynamic out there that feels if you serve on council, you know, you're selling out or you're being a bad guy. I don't see it that way. I see it as trying to bridge the gap. And trying to, in a modern world, unfortunately, this is where we live. This is the reality. And our kids, don't get me wrong. When I say they don't want to go back, I mean technologically, you know, right. educationally, that we're going forward. And I'm not saying it's bad. I think we had a great system that sustained us for, you know, since time immemorial, as they say. But we do have to modernize a bit, but we have to keep the old ways within that. Somehow bridge the gap and keep the two things together, yet continue to be unique. And I believe we are unique.
And I guess, will you work towards traditional government since we're on this line?
You know what? I was on council when we signed that. And I as far as I know, that they're still working that way. It's not an easy process. I don't think you could just drop, you know, everything that's been done up to now. And again, no disrespect to those who believe in the traditional way. And listen, that's our heritage. I would never, ever do anything to disrespect that or downplay
right,
that.
Right.
I just think this is just Lindsay LeBourne. We have to weave the two somehow together and try to move forward with ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
it's your story. You have to.
I know. I'm just saying. I hope people can understand what I'm trying to say.
And what about, like, in dealing with issues, and we'll talk about membership, or we'll talk about language and culture. Mm-hmm. If you talk about the drug and alcohol problem, what are, you know, how do those topics fit into this in terms of that vision? How do we resolve things?
You know what? If somebody could have resolved it would have been resolved already. Unfortunately, we are Mohawk, but we also are human beings, and human beings have failures, right? Some people drink and they like it so much, they drink to excess. Same thing with drugs. I'll say one thing about the marijuana thing. Honestly, I think Canada's making a mistake. I think it's a mistake personally. When you have a fire, you don't throw gasoline on it.
Ah.
And again, I'm not putting down, I have friends that smoke.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I can't see young kids, because I see it's going to be 18 years old.
Yeah.
Young brains are still, from
developing.
What I read, are still developing. That's a bad situation. So, man, you know, people much smarter than me have worked on this for years, and they haven't come to a reasonable decision. Mine is abstinence.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Yeah.
But not everybody can do that. Some people are, you know, they have different systems.
And do you think that's tied into all that this community's been through?
Well, as I said before, like, we've been pushed down for a number of years. Many of us have residential school survivors in our family. My late great-grandfather, Onesim LeBourne, was one. And you know what? He never, ever said a word to me about it.
No.
So I know it must have been not good, because he never talked about it. And my dad, when I asked him, my late father, Ronnie, he said his father didn't really talk to him about it either.
No.
And all his uncles went.
Yeah.
My cousin Martin LeBourne, his dad went, and he said they were, you know, not very talkative about it. So
no.
I'm assuming it wasn't good when you don't talk about it. You
absolutely.
Know? So all those things, I think, cause people to abuse drugs, abuse alcohol, abuse cigarettes. You know, I'm not a psychologist, but that's what I read that the experts say.
Yeah, absolutely. Language and culture, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, language, my younger daughter was Okwiosta LeBourne. I sent her, my wife and I, Margie and I, sent her to survival school and immersion school, and she learned how to speak the language. Okwiosta speaks, you know, reads and writes Ganyagehan, and that, I thought, was very important. And honestly, of all the things I've done, and I've done a lot of things, I'm most proud of making sure my daughter learned how to speak the language.
Yeah.
Because I believe, like other people say, once you lose your language, you know, What do you have? It's lost, you know?
Okay. You have about a minute left. Last appeal to the community before really? Candidates.
A minute? You mean 14 minutes or something?
Right? Yes, it goes by quick.
Well, I would just like to say to the community, give me a chance. Vote. Give me a vote. Let me get in there. I'll do the best I can. And I think one thing that people have to understand, you can't do it alone. You have to be able to convince six other council members so you have a majority to push things through. And I think because I can, I get along well with people, I think I could talk well with people. I think I would be good in trying to convince fellow council members to go that way. So that's why I think I would like to have your vote.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for dropping in, and good luck in the elections. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.